Morning, everyone. So continuing in the halachos of Kiddush Levana, so there is this question as to what exactly is the time window in which a person is allowed to say Kiddush Levana in. And so the technical, absolute ideal time to do it is somewhere between 7 days into the month and then 15 days into the month, and obviously in the evening. The question and the concern, of course, is that if you limit the window in any way, then you're going to just decrease all of your chances and opportunities to go ahead and be able to do it, especially in the winter months. And so therefore, we sort of extend that window to say 3 days from the from Rosh Chodesh, 3 days from the new moon, all the way until 15 days. So at least you have a little bit more time. But again, that ideal time is in between the 7 to 15 days. There is a question as to whether or not you could do Kiddush Levana on a Friday night. And as a general rule, we do not do Kiddush Levana on a Friday night unless you're in a situation where the last opportunity to do it is going to be on Friday night, and in which case you are absolutely allowed to do it because Chas V'Shalom, you should miss out on the mitzvah of doing Kiddush Levana at all. And then finally, there's an interesting halacha about someone who is not able to see properly, especially someone who is blind, with totally unable to see. Are they obligated or even allowed to say Kiddush Levana? And the answer is yes, they are allowed. And the reason why is because there are people who need to support them. And the way that they support them is by sometimes using the light of the moon as a support. And therefore, the person who is blind does get benefit from the light of the moon. And therefore, we do allow for Kiddush Levana in such a circumstance. And with that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish, Rabbi Hanani ben Akash, Mertz Kiddush Baruch Hu, the Zakos, Israel, the Fika, Chibam, from his Hoshin Amar, the night chafetz.